All right, for real. All right, 3, 2, 1.
What's up with it? What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to the Sports Manor.
Welcome back. This is episode 5. Hey, we're still going strong here.
We're trying, and we actually have a sponsor now for the first time in weeks.
An official sponsor. Shout them out real quick, Kev.
So outside of Arizona, AZ Jersey Company. Do you guys like this amazing jersey that Nicholas Koka has on right now? Michael Vick, shout out Mike Vick.
They probably won't.
They probably hate your guts right now. But that jersey right there, it was actually made by our friend. His name is Travis. He has a company out there in Arizona. He'll stitch a jersey. Mm-hmm. You can get any color you want, any sports team, any name. I can't tell you how many times I'll go online and I try to get like a Sean Taylor jersey or Ed Reed jersey out of Miami. And I don't know if you know this, they literally won't let you put, because of the college likeness,
yeah,
one of the old players. And I hate it because I could never get a damn jersey. But now $80, cheap, super cheap, $80, not even $120, not $130. You get a jersey just like this one that you can rock to the next jersey party out there in Lamoni.
Yeah, for all you college guys out there who need a cheap jersey for happy hour, you know, go hit pub and, whoever you want, really, anybody, right? You say you can make anybody.
I mean, let's not do anybody because okay. I don't want to see a lot of those Kaepernick jerseys out there. You feel
all me? Right, bro. I might have to go pull up with a Joe Namath jersey.
There you go. And also, I want to give a big birthday shout out to our producer. None of this would be possible without him. So shout out to Kev. I'm going to go shout him out on Twitter so you guys go give him a follow. He has a great...
This is 26th birthday. Shout out to KMO, the producer.
Yep, the Summer Camp Pod. So he has not only this, but a couple other podcasts you guys can go check out. He's really good at what he does.
Yeah, he's really grinding out here.
Yeah, so you want to get into it? Recap of the week?
All right, let's do it.
What was your favorite game?
Oh, my favorite game? The Bucks winning.
We don't talk about the Bucks. Relevant teams here. Relevant teams.
Hey, you better chill.
They won 3 in a row, but let's...
Honestly, I had to say my favorite game was the first game. It was a Thursday night game. It was the Bears beating the Cowboys.
Amazing.
Just because I love Mitchell Trubisky. Because my favorite game, it was the Bears beating the Cowboys. Although the Cowboys were my Super Bowl sleeper, like episode 1. Let's just forget about that. Yeah, them boys trash. Anyways, you know, love me some Mitchell Trubisky. They got a winning record now. They're 7-6. Just prove those doubters wrong. They were hating on Trubisky.
What did he throw for? He had like 3 touchdowns and 1 rushing or something like that. But he made DeMarcus Lawrence look. I mean, he did his job. He went for the run play, but he carved them boys up.
Yeah, man. Mitchell Trubisky, I'm telling you, stop sleeping on him. Everybody's already counting him out. It's only his 3rd year.
See, the Bears, good win for them. I'm not really impressed with the Bears is how funny it is to watch the Cowboys lose every damn week on primetime. They've had like 3 primetime games and they keep losing.
Take them boys off. On paper, though, the Cowboys, I would say, have the best lineup.
We know because you say it every week. And every week it's the same shit. They haven't done anything. I'm telling you.
I don't know what it is. Like,
I do. They suck. Oh, it's not the coaching anymore. The whole team sucks. They're trash. They're just trash. It's a dumpster fire.
It really is. It's just sad because like every week they're... They got a top 5 running back.
I don't know why we're talking about it. We can sit here and talk about them every week.
Let's just move on. Let's just talk about how good the Bears were. We got to celebrate greatness here.
So they still have a shot. They're in the playoff hunt.
It's a rough shot. They got
they're 1 game behind the Vikings.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Vikings are no slouch team, though.
Because Vikings play the Chargers this week. I think the Vikings come out with a win.
I do, too. Yeah.
Even though Phillip Rivers bought out last week, but still.
Against the Jets.
Who do the Bears have this week? The Bears are playing the...
The Bears have
the Packers. That's a must win.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a must win.
Of course, but that's the thing. Their road is tough.
Where are they playing at? Is it in Lambeau?
Yeah, it's in Lambeau, too.
I don't know. We'll see because they barely escaped from Washington.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Aaron Rodgers hasn't been playing great lately.
Dude, I owe you props, too, because you called that spread.
I did.
Not think
that so if you watched the last episode, I said go on and take that bet, the Redskins plus 13.5.
You did, and they did do it.
I did.
Haskins.
Yes, he's got a bright future, too. But speaking of bright futures, Trubisky, 244 yards and 3 touchdowns. 1 pick, though.
One was rushing, right?
No, 3 passing.
3 passing, 1 rushing? He really did ball out.
He did have a rushing touchdown.
That's 2 weeks in a row he bought out.
That's what I'm saying. And then here come the stupid memes from ESPN, who I could pull up 30 memes talking about how he wasn't, you know, anything good.
Yeah.
They've been slandering his name. And I recently got a new nickname from my friend Jose. He said that I'm the attorney for shitty quarterbacks.
Bro, but somebody has to be.
I will defend these young quarterbacks.
Somebody has to be.
Like, once you get past like 6 years, you know, then we'll know if you're good.
Dude, it's crazy because Jameis, this is a contract year for him. He's 25.
Yeah.
And they want to bash him. He has another 12, 13 years in the NFL. You can't start judging his career now based on what he's done.
We're not talking about Jameis. not because I'm upset with him. I love Jameis Winston.
Relevant teams.
Not only that, but, you know, we listen to our audience, and a lot of people have been saying, hey, tone it down with Jameis talk. So I got you. If you want to know what I think about Jameis, follow me on Twitter. Okay, like he always does.
All right, but Trubisky.
Yes, Trubisky.
So they're 7-6. They got the Packers. That's a must win. If they beat the Packers, who do they have next? I don't know if you want to pull it up.
Yeah, I could pull it up real quick.
But the Vikings, they could lose to the Chargers. They have to lose pretty much because the other wild card is it's going to be the Seahawks or Niners, and they won't.
See, that's what I'm saying. The Bears have a tough three games. They have to play the Chiefs. The Bears have a tough three games at Lambeau Field. Against the Chiefs at home, but still, Patrick Mahomes is good. And the Bears just lost Roquan Smith, their young, prospering linebacker. Yeah. And then they got to play at Minnesota. So that'd be kind of dope if they do win out, and then they got to play Minnesota for the wild card.
Let's be real, I doubt it.
But see, that's the thing. It sucks when you can't control your own destiny.
It does. I think the Rams have a better shot than
the Bears?
Than Chicago to make that last wild card spot over the Vikings.
Agree.
Rams got who do they play this week?
The Rams, they have
they got Dallas, the damn Cowboys. That's a win.
That's a win.
Spread was only 1 point, too. If you want to make money, go take this. Go take the Rams.
I'd wait for Dallas to score the first point.
The live bet.
Yeah, get that live bet. That's what I would do. But yeah, dang. The Rams, way to wait for, I don't know, 3 weeks left in the regular season to turn it on.
They're picking it up now. That's okay. So for me, and I was going to talk about this later, might as well get into it now. My sleeper teams in the playoffs are the Rams and the Tennessee Titans in the AFC.
I could see that. But the only thing is the Titans, another team that doesn't control their own destiny.
Well, they got Houston this week. They do, because they can win the division.
Yeah, you're right.
They beat Houston. I think they're tied right now. And they've been on a 4-game win streak ever since they started Tannehill.
That's crazy.
Pay that man.
That's crazy.
Pay that man.
Right away?
They're already talking about it. They're going to get him to be the franchise quarterback. He's balling out.
Yeah, you're right.
And Derrick Henry's had over 100 rushing yards in the last four games. Seven touchdowns in the last four games.
They're still sleeping on him. He gets no credit.
So Maurice Jones-Drew came out today, said he thinks Derrick Henry's going to set the bar for running backs, as in contracts, because he's on a contract year too. And they're talking about him. See, I don't think he's that good, but he's been playing like it.
I guess. I mean, it just depends on which other running backs are up for contract too.
To be honest, I don't even know.
If it's just him, then
Kareem Hunt is he has one more year.
We don't know.
I mean,
he's average. He's not putting up no great numbers.
I mean, he's behind Nick Chubb, but I think if he gets a shot somewhere else, he'll ball out.
Yeah, but I don't see him getting no like stupid deal.
No, who else is coming off a deal? I can't think of anybody off. Melvin Gordon.
Oh yeah.
I don't think he's going back to LA.
Yeah, I mean, he did hold out. So he's upset. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but Derrick Henry should resign. They need him over there.
Oh yeah, he's a beast.
But that's my sleeper. So back to the Rams. If the Rams make the playoffs, their first game will probably be against Dallas, because Dallas wins the division or Philadelphia.
That's crazy how Dallas is gonna
host
maybe
a game.
Yeah, in Jerry World or whatever. I did see. I don't know. How would you like this idea? It was Mike Greenberg, an ESPN guy who I actually like. Mm-hmm. I respect his opinion because he doesn't speak. He just monitors the thing. He said that. Not reseed, but take whoever has the higher record in the wild card or in any matchup and give them the home field advantage. So it'd be like a situation where the Cowboys are 6-7, or let's say they make it at 7-9, they make the playoffs. Then they got to play the Seahawks get the wild card at
13-3.
They'd play in Seattle.
But you win the division, you make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it.
Instead of taking like the top eight teams, like they want to reseed.
I like it.
Yeah.
Because right now the NFC East is destroying it's going to be an easy win, to be honest, for whoever.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not like Dallas and Philadelphia, you don't have big of a home field advantage. It's not like if Seattle or KC were to go 7-9, you had to go
loud.
See what I'm saying?
I mean, Dallas is just big. It's not notoriously loud. It's just big.
Buffalo just went in there and beat Dallas. So yeah, I don't see any NFC team that can't do it.
All right, so let's say, would you rather play in that? All right, so let's say the Packers are the wild card. Or, okay, so the Bears. Who is it?
It would be the Vikings or Seattle. Seattle, Vikings, or Niners, because Niners and Seattle is competing for the one seed.
Okay, well, they all stay in nice areas. But I'm saying, would you rather be playing at your home stadium, like the Bears, freezing cold Chicago? As
or
the higher
away
seed,
game
or playing
a
away game in a dome, which one would you rather do?
Oh, personally, I'll take the dome every time.
Oh,
I hate the cold.
I hated it. That Iowa weather scarred me for life.
Bro, and I'm telling you, that is a big home field advantage. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, they went up to Buffalo.
Yeah.
And he didn't. I mean, they won.
Yeah.
Everybody was saying, oh, they should have blew them out. No. Buffalo's actually good this year.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Don't be a sheep.
But that weather, though, I'm telling you, made a difference because he threw for like one something. He ran for like 40-something yards.
Yeah.
They didn't put up the numbers that they usually do.
They didn't. But that's because the Bills are no slouch team.
They're not.
They might get in the wild card and shock some people.
What are they, 10-3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're almost tied with the Patriots. Actually, they are tied with the Patriots. Patriots just have the tiebreaker.
Yeah, they do.
So Buffalo, I think, could upset somebody in the playoffs, too.
I can see it. They sleep on Josh Allen. It's just crazy how Mel Kiper and all these boys picking, who's going to be. Oh, Buffalo's 9-4, so they're a game behind.
They're a game behind?
Yeah.
But if Josh Allen made a couple throws this week, they could have beat Baltimore.
Yeah.
That's it. He just missed a couple throws. Yeah. We'll see. Dude, game of the week, though.
Which one? What was yours?
Everybody had the same game of the week. The 49ers and the Saints.
Yeah.
That was a damn shootout. Garoppolo balled out.
I know. He was on my fantasy team. I still lost.
Bro, George Kittle with that nasty stiff arm. Get off.
He kind of looked like me out there. I'm not even. I'm not no cat.
Okay. Dude, he's the best playmaker in the NFC, and I'm not talking about just tight ends.
Playmaker?
Oh, George Kittle or Michael Thomas has to be one of them.
Yeah.
But right now, George Kittle, I'll take him over a receiver. Oh, he's a beast. He's a baller. Yeah. He's balling out.
He is. That's an Iowa boy right there.
But, yo, the 49ers just – I got to apologize because I said they were going to choke in the playoffs.
You called them pretenders.
They just went into the Superdome and beat the Saints. If they can do that in the play, it's their Super Bowl this year.
I can see it. Can we see another repeat of the Super Bowl? I don't know. When it was the Ravens and
– when the lights went out?
Yeah.
That's what it's looking like right now. Because that's the team to beat. Because if 49ers can get the one seed, Seattle has to go back to the Bay. And this time the Niners have their kicker. I don't think they lose this time.
Man, I'm just saying, do not count out Belichick. I'm not talking about the Patriots team.
I'm talking about NFC right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm just saying, my Super Bowl team, I'm still going with the Patriots.
Still?
In the AFC, yeah.
They got robbed this week.
Yeah, they did. But
that's a 14-point swing.
You want to talk about the refs?
Oh, well, first I'll talk about that game, then the refs.
Okay.
So, first off, I don't care if you're a damn Pop Warner ref. They wouldn't have blown the whistle when, fumbled the ball? Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
He got smacked. He was nowhere near down.
Yeah,
his body was lateral like this.
That's annoying because that's what I thought they were taught the refs is let it play out and review it later.
Oh, I could be blind and I wouldn't have blew the whistle on that one. That was just trash. And N'Keal Harry scores the touchdown and they say he's out of bounds.
Yeah, but the Patriots were out of challenges.
Okay, I'll give you that, but the refs, they can't review that?
That's
something NFL needs to change.
That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of these refs, they don't know what to do because it's new rules every single season.
Well, they're talking about they're going to go from the top down this offseason, and they're going to go over everything. I'm like, that's not going to help. Y'all need to just don't get rid of everybody, but hire them as full-time refs.
Yeah.
Teach them what you want, what they have to look for, because I feel like one staff to the other staff, it changes. What's a pass interference? What's not?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because it's different every year. Like one year now, or like last year, the Nickel Roby rule, whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's been right four times when someone challenges it.
Yeah, it's been terrible. It's ruining
but
the game.
I'm not mad at the refs because, I mean, it's a new rule all the time.
But they're scared. To be honest, it looks like they're scared to call stuff out there.
Oh, yeah, because they don't want to.
They don't
want to
mess up. Yeah, they don't want to mess up.
I don't even know. It's going to be 2020 in a month. They better just build some robots.
What's the NFL? You make billions of dollars. Pay the damn people to have a full-time job.
It's
and have
crazy.
Cameras. You know how easy it is? Like they've been saying all damn season, put a camera in the box.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we don't know what happened. Let's go to the box real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude, he was definitely out of bounds. Okay, perfect. Done. That easy.
The only
quick.
Thing I would hate, that's the thing. It's like.
Slow down the game.
Yeah, but then it's like, okay, well, you can't pick both. You can't speed it up. And
we'll just have, okay, so the coaches in the booth, they have a headset that goes down to the field. Same thing with the refs. Just have two or three refs up there, upstairs in the booth with the defense coordinator, offense coordinator. So on the refs will have their own box and they literally can just mic, hey, man, we didn't get a good view of that. What do you see? It'll be quick. It'll be 5-10 seconds at the most. It's not that hard.
I mean, at this point, I don't care. It's just like figure it out. And why are they all old, man? You got to get some young guys in there.
Yeah, that too.
They need me. You know, I went to the doctor, got a physical. I have 15-15 vision.
I swear. They need requirements out there.
Man, I need to be a ref.
You have to have a certain IQ, all that.
Man, I couldn't be a ref. I'd be rigging every game in Tampa.
I swear.
Them boys would always win.
Well, the NBA did it, so.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to get everybody paid on Bovada.
But yeah, so like looking off this last week, you know, I'm telling you, the team that stepped up was the damn 49ers. They went into the Superdome.
They
beat the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Them boys look good.
Yeah.
Those boys look good.
I think it's gonna be their year. I mean, I thought so already. It was you. You might have been the only person I know. That
yeah, you also thought Dallas was good.
Hey, we all make mistakes, man.
Who do you think was the division, Dallas or Philly? It's gonna come up to week 17. That's what it's gonna come down to.
Let's talk about relevant teams. Let's talk about the Eagles, because you said you actually said you wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles got rid of Wentz.
Yeah, he's playing with Josh McCown. Almost played receiver this week. That's how bad the receivers are right now.
You think? So? Yeah.
Oh, he was ready to step in.
Well, the Eagles are all depleted. They're all hurting.
Alshon Jeffrey's out for the season, I think.
Yeah,
he's done. He's
injury that like is self was like a non-contact injury. Yeah. That's never good.
But they're out there playing with nobody. But that's the thing. You can't go out there and hire Dez Bryant. Or hire Antonio Brown, or hire pick up anybody. It doesn't even have to be a big name. Pick up anybody. There's like Antonio Callaway's a free agent, isn't he?
Yeah, but he comes with some baggage.
Okay,
you'll sign him for 1 week, and then he'll fail a drug test the next, and then that's a waste of money.
It's whatever. You guys are about to win the division, hopefully, because I hope they beat Dallas. Dallas, I just want to see them boys tank this year.
Well, what were you saying? Because I pulled up Wentz's stats, and they looked fine to me. 325 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Who was he playing?
The Giants.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, like Janoris Jenkins is in a lockdown corner.
Not in like 4 seasons ago, maybe.
He still got it,
bro.
Jackrabbit.
He's all right.
$60 million on that island.
He made the Pro Bowl this year. They got rid of Landon Collins. They replaced him with Julius Peppers. What's he done?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, they held him to 90 yards on the first half.
Giants have won 2 games this year. They're bad. Eli Manning's return was it started good.
Yeah, them boys are hyping it up. Like he only threw for 200 yards
first half. Second half, that man go. I don't know where he went second half.
I'm really upset because, you know, Miles Sanders is getting outplayed by Scott. There's 10 carries, 59 yards, which was still more than Miles Sanders. That hurt because I got Miles Sanders playing fantasy for me.
I saw Saquon Barkley's stiff arm, though.
Yeah, that was nasty.
Dash, it was nasty.
Yeah, that was nasty.
That boy's balling.
He's trying on that team. That's all they got. He's only at 66 yards, but... when you got Eli Manning at quarterback, you better stuff the box.
Yeah. Do you think Eli's done? Eli's done, right? After this year, he has to be.
Yeah. I mean, at least with the Giants.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that quarterback carousel again, because now we're starting to hear more rumors. We've been talking about it for a while.
Oh, yeah. Cam Newton's
on the move.
Yeah, he is. I don't even know where he would go. Honestly, my prediction was Denver. And now Drew Locke just threw for 3-something.
But that was 1 game. Could he do it again?
Oh, but you know how they love to hype up. Oh, and if GM's going to eat that up.
Yeah.
He's going to be, I drafted that guy. You know what I'm talking about? The egos.
Well, it's funny because when Mason Rudolph had 1 good game and they were like, oh, we had a first round grade on him. Now he's on the bench. Where's he at? So we'll see.
Yeah.
But I could see him going to Denver. That would be kind of nasty.
I could. That's what I'm saying. Miami.
No, I don't see Miami doing it.
I just feel like they shouldn't go quarterback right away.
I don't think they will, but
they
I still don't
so
think they
many
get
other
Cam.
Needs. Yeah, and plus that's a big cap hit too.
Yeah, I could see Cam going to the Chargers. To be honest with you, Philip Rivers out the door too.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Philip Rivers should go to Chicago.
New England.
Who?
Cam.
For what?
Tom Brady leaves.
He's not leaving.
If he retires.
He's not retiring.
I mean, these reports is getting deeper by the day.
I don't believe the hype.
All right, but if he did, Cam Newton to the Patriots? Can
no,
you see that?
They wouldn't do that.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I think they'll go out and get some. They'd rather get Phillip Rivers before they got Cam Newton. Yeah. Cam Newton doesn't really fit their system.
I could see it. Yeah.
To be honest, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to have an accurate quarterback to make those quick throws.
Well, the Patriots, the guy I actually see them picking up, even if Tom Brady doesn't retire, is I see them going for Marcus Mariota to be the backup. Yeah. I'm telling you. Because Mariota, I don't think he's bad. I just think
he was in a bad system.
Bad system for him. He played at Oregon.
Yeah.
At Oregon, what they do, spread the ball out. Now he's under center, handing it off to Derrick Henry.
I mean, you draft these quarterbacks. You know, Jared Goff, until he got to the NFL, never took a snap under center. Because all they did in high school in Cal was run that spread offense.
It's insane.
Shotgun the whole time.
Like Kyler Murray, imagine he came into the NFL and played for any other team besides the Cardinals. He wouldn't be doing what he's doing now.
What do you mean, like balling out?
Well, I personally don't like him. I don't think he's balling out, but
for a rookie,
he's at least he's keeping
with that
up.
Team around him. He's got good receivers, but that offense line, he's the most sacked quarterback.
Yeah, now put Kyler Murray behind. I don't know the Titans, for example.
Okay.
Oh, he doesn't fit in that. He can't see over the O line. He's gonna be under center doing what?
Boys are big.
Yeah,
Taylor Lewan's like 6'9".
He's gonna get trampled back there. You ever seen The Lion King?
Oh no!
When he fell down the cliff and got
no.
That's what it's gonna look like.
Kyler Murray, thank gosh for his legs, because he'd be taking a beating in Arizona.
I swear,
they need some help too out there, offensive line help.
Well, they play the Browns this week, and Kyler Murray was talking shit.
What was he talking about?
He said he would never do what Baker Mayfield's done. Some of the like antics he's pulled and stuff.
Oh yeah,
talking about like, oh, Odell should have had surgery and all that.
Oh yeah, I mean, we'll talk about Baker in a little bit because I got a lot to talk about on Baker, as you know, the attorney for young quarterbacks. Everybody, for shitty quarterbacks, no, they're young, not shitty.
Let's talk about the quarterbacks now. Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, all these young guys out there, and everybody's trying to judge them off a season or two.
Exactly. You got
defend
Kyler.
Him then, Mr. Attorney.
Okay, you got Kyler. I haven't seen anybody really throwing, you know, Kyler Murray in the mud. Just because, you know, he's only played 15 games.
Yeah.
He's got, you know, a brand new head coach. And it's, you know, rookie stuff. So, no. But Baker Mayfield, everybody's talking about, oh, is he really the option? Oh, well, weren't y'all just saying last year that he was the future when he threw for 26 touchdowns and broke the rookie record?
Compared him to Brett Favre, I think.
They compared him to everybody. Yeah. ESPN was...
They flip up so quick.
They love you when you're winning because, these commercials are so funny. Look at these Geico commercials. And now, is he in too many commercials?
He has more commercials than touchdowns.
Oh, okay. Get paid, man. The commercials. And that's like, he's filming these commercials and not in practice. Oh, they film him in the offseason, dummies. First off, he's in a brand new system with a new head coach who he's going to be gone. And then he has Odell Beckham, and they still haven't built chemistry yet. But, you know, what do you expect? It's only been one season.
Yeah, well, they're bashing Josh Allen. They were bashing Sam Darnold. And
exactly.
Then these boys step up and ball out, mm-hmm. and they do the same shit every week. They go on Instagram. They'll put Sam Darnold, 3 TDs, whatever passer rating, win.
Okay,
last week you were just bashing him.
Exactly. Don't love them when they're up. That's the thing. They all want to make the jokes about Sam Darnold and his mono.
Yeah.
But, like, these guys are young.
It's a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately kind of league.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But I feel like, I swear, the people in the media, they never played football. They don't know football.
They don't. And they just, Lamar Jackson, I said it last, I feel like it's deja vu, was thrown into a great system. Baker Mayfield got thrown into Cleveland with, one Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
Who led an 0-16 team. And then Freddie Kitchens, who God knows what he's doing.
Well, Lamar Jackson, that's great coaching, too. John Harbaugh to change the offense up for him that. That's amazing coaching.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Great
Freddie
system.
Kitchens don't know what he's doing. He's
no,
not going
to
do that.
They need to fire him and get Lincoln Riley, get Baker Mayfield's old college coach, and run that college offense. That's about to take over the NFL. That RPO is back.
Well, let's talk about Cleveland for a second.
Yeah.
I know you saw on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Odell Beckham.
Sheep. I'm not believing it.
I don't believe
it. They just want to start drama.
Look, I don't think he should leave, but I can see why. Because, bro, it's Odell Beckham. He wants to be playing for San Francisco.
He wants to be playing.
He wants to be down there in Miami.
Yeah.
Bro, because if I'm losing games, I'm not going to be losing games in Cleveland. I'm at least do it in Miami where I could turn up.
Okay, but he's got a private jet probably. He can fly anywhere and turn up.
I know you can.
I think he's one of those guys that actually likes the game, believe it or not.
He should, but he's trying to win, man. He's tired of losing.
That's what I'm saying. Give it a second because the defense is young and they're promising.
That's what I would do.
Mac Wilson, Maserati Mac, young linebacker playing good. Baker Mayfield, still young guy.
Yeah.
Last year, everybody, he's the
future.
Just
they're not using him in the system. He's barely been thrown to.
It's the head coach. They got
to
get rid of the head coach.
They do. If they don't get rid of him, he's probably going to demand a trade.
One thing I did see was somebody said that they think Baker Mayfield is just trying to make Odell Beckham happy.
As in?
I don't know. That's what I said, too. I said, he has 2 touchdowns this year.
That's what I'm saying. Well, the thing is, Odell, him and Jarvis Landry, they're roommates from college. Them boys go back to get so
BFFs.
Like,
that's like they're that's like you saying. And I.
That's what I'm saying. But I could see Odell's probably trying to go play for New England or San Francisco because he's just trying to win.
Yeah.
So I can see. I don't think he should leave because I think Cleveland, they will win games.
Yeah,
in the future.
It's just about if he's going to be patient or not.
That's the thing. And right now, you can't really be patient because your window closes so fast.
Like, we know Baker Mayfield has the talent. We know he could do it because he did it in the past or his last season. But it's just, I think he needs a better system.
Well, he's not the only player that's trying to get traded right now. The Jets organization, they're talking about trading Le'Veon and Jamal Adams. Bro,
yeah, see, I saw that too. Why would they get rid of Jamal Adams?
You ever go on Madden? why the hell would you trade your franchise player?
That man is an X factor.
Bro, what are you doing?
I don't know. I see. That's what I'm saying. I can't, like.
It's got to be Adam Gase.
It's got to be, like, just smoke screens. They cannot be willing to trade.
Because we heard the same thing at the trade deadline, so it's got to be for real.
I saw Jerry Jones puts those rumors out.
Well, they asked for 2 first-round picks and a second-round pick for Jamal Adams. Asking for a lot.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I wouldn't trade it away. Because why? So you could go find another
safety and pray that young. He's just as good.
Yeah, what are they doing? Jamal Adams, he's great up-and-comer.
It's because it's his contract year. They probably don't want to pay him because, you know, nobody wants to pay safeties. Like, Landon Collins got let go by the Giants.
But I'm just saying, he's the future.
Oh, he's the leader of the defense. Yeah. He's the face of the defense. He's the face of the franchise,
saying.
To be honest.
That's what I'm saying. I can't. The only reason why I don't want to believe it is because how stupid of a move it is. The Le'Veon Bell one, I could see.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Just because it's not what they thought they would be. The bowling incident, which I don't care about.
See, that's not even an incident. I thought that was so stupid.
I don't care. I mean, if I was a head coach and he went bowling.
Bro, the media doesn't have nothing better to talk about than Le'Veon Bell going bowling. Like, exactly. Aren't y'all supposed to talk about sports?
Yeah.
Go talk about the game.
And they're like, oh, well, it's your star player and he's out bowling? Okay, well.
I loved his response. He's like, yeah, and I bowled a 251. And yeah. Like, he's like, get off my bag.
He's a grown man. It's not like he was out partying. He went bowling.
Yeah, even if he was partying, he's not playing.
You're not seeing him in Club Ono?
Yeah. Shit.
You're not seeing him in the club popping bottles. He went bowling.
But don't snitch. But yeah, that's crazy. But dude, if they trade Jamal Adams, that's the dumbest thing. They need to trade. They need to let go of Adam Gase. That's what they got to do. One and done.
Yeah, they tried it. It didn't work. I mean, Sam Darnold's been promising, but.
Bro, he sucked in Miami.
They're not putting up numbers, so get rid of Gase.
And Adam Gase sucked in Miami. Now Tannehill that they let go.
Yeah, I wonder what
Gase
they think about when they hire these coaches.
Like, I honestly don't know.
I guess I could see why they wanted Cliff Kingsbury because they wanted him to follow in that young Sean McDermott shoes and a cool little offense from Texas Tech. Okay, something new. But Adam Gase?
Dude, you know, you just made me think of if Jets let go of Adam Gase and did get Ron Rivera, defensive money. They have the number one rush defense in the NFL.
They do.
They bring in Ron Rivera, keep Jamal Adams, of course.
Yeah.
That would be nasty.
I feel like
sick.
They could get him, but if they get rid of Jamal Adams and then try and, like, you know, charm over Ron Rivera, he's gonna be like, oh well, what defense y'all got rid of the best up and comer safety.
So let's say they mess up, in my opinion it'd be screwing up because I don't think they should, but if they get rid of Jamal Adams, where do you think they trade him to?
The highest bidder. Anybody but
who
New England.
Go after him.
Dallas.
Yeah, you gotta take out the AFC East immediately. Yeah. Dallas, do they even have the
cap space?
Bro, they're about to pay Dak and Amari.
Right. Yeah.
They would love to get Jamal,
but that's the thing, they're just gonna waste his talent too.
Yeah,
they'll just be the best team on Madden.
If I'm Jamal, where would I want to go? I don't know. You pretty much pick anywhere you want. The Saints,
a winning team.
Saints.
Yeah, but
played at LSU.
Oh yeah, come. Where is he from? I think he's from Texas.
I think so. Yeah, too. That's probably why he wanted to go to Dallas.
Houston.
Yeah, Houston could use him, but they didn't want to pay Tyron.
Oh yeah, you're right. But Tyron, he's got a history of injuries, and he's kind of getting old.
Yeah, I'll take Jamal any day. Yeah. I think he's the best safety in the NFL right now. One of them, top three.
Strong safety.
Yeah, top three. But Le'Veon, I think he's out the door. I don't think he'll be a Jet next year.
That's kind of crazy. Yeah. I had so high hopes for him just because he's a monster, but he's just been proving me wrong.
There's a lot of places he could end up.
Le'Veon Bell, so you think he's leaving? I mean, it looks like it.
If I had to put my money on it, what team would I pick? I don't even know, to be honest. Because, dude, I wouldn't sign a running back. For a lot of money.
No.
I don't care for them because I could put anybody behind a good old running back.
My theory is, that could work too. But also, like, the new training methods, all this new, like, protein and stuff. Technology is getting crazy. It's 2020.
Yeah.
I feel like every draft class coming up now will be better than the last one. Because all these new methods of training, this new way of eating. I think that the running backs coming up will always be better and better.
Yeah, I'll go draft Jonathan Taylor before I get Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, because Le'Veon Bell, what has he shown? He didn't show nothing last year because he didn't play. This year he hasn't shown nothing.
Yeah.
I loved him. He was my favorite running back.
But he's Le'Veon Bell, he's already proven he's all about the money and the fame. He don't care about football like that.
He doesn't, his rap career.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. So Odell Beckham, if you had to pick where Odell Beckham goes, let's say he does leave Cleveland. My money's on the Niners.
I think the Niners, I think if Tom Brady comes back, they gotta go get him. Get him a weapon.
They should. They need to.
Just for Tom Brady.
If I see Oakland going after him too, because they lost out on Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I can see it too. Get Derek Carr a weapon.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. I don't think Derek Carr is a quarterback next year.
Dang.
Dude, let's talk about the Raiders. This is their last home game in Oakland.
I can see why. I feel bad for the fan base because, you know, those Raiders are diehard fans.
Yeah, now they're going to be off in Vegas. Do you think the Raider fans are going to go out there?
No.
No?
No. Those Raider fans, I feel like they're going to be upset. I mean, yeah, that's...
They'll hold a grudge, but...
Yeah, I mean, when you think of the Raiders, the only thing I can think of is not their team. I think their fans.
Yeah, that's true.
The black hole, all them.
That's
true. The crazy, the dude wearing the ape costume, the stormtroopers and all that.
I don't think they keep Derek Carr, though, because they've got blown out, the last 2 or 3 weeks in a row? They actually cut 3 of their veterans after the game.
I saw that.
DJ Swanger, there was 2 more.
Bro, they cut Jack Boy.
That's crazy.
Dang.
He said he had to make a statement, so... Oh, shit. New beginning, new stadium, new city, new quarterback.
Hold on. My shit's freezing. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
That sucks.
All right, hold on. I'm about to pull up the Raiders thing. The Raiders. They're 6-7. Yeah, I mean, they do need a new beginning. Vegas, that's the spot to do it, huh? They have lost the last 3 games. Coming off that Chargers win and the Bengals win. So they won 3 in a row.
But who'd they beat? You said the Chargers and the
Lions,
Bengals?
Lions, Chargers, Bengals.
Trash, trash, trash.
And then they lost to the Jets.
They didn't lose to the Jets.
Bro, they've got 40 pointed in every game since then.
That's what I'm saying.
They need defensive help.
They need everything, to be honest.
Dang, that's kind of... Josh Jacobs is promising. He was out last week. I think...
Yeah, he cried. He cried because they sat him. He tried to play and they said no.
Oh, I feel like they should... They need to shut him down.
Oh, for the season?
Yeah.
He's playing this week.
That's crazy. Yeah,
he's on my fantasy team. Shout out Josh
Jacobs.
No, they
need to shut him down because they're done. Josh Jacobs has never been a workhorse.
Are the Raiders out the playoff hunt?
They're
not going to make it realistically.
They have the Jags, the Chargers, and the Broncos, which are...
Jags, Chargers, Broncos. That could be win-win-win, to be honest. They could win out.
Yeah, but then they got to have KC lose out. And
yeah, it won't happen.
They need a lot.
Pittsburgh's 7-6, and they got the last wild card.
I don't see them even getting past the Broncos.
Well, who's Pittsburgh play? Pittsburgh has Buffalo. I think they lose that game.
That would be I think it was like the Bills haven't. I don't think the Bills have beat them in 20 years. I saw something.
They're playing in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know. I think Buffalo wins this week, though. They're actually the underdogs. And that would be my upset of the week.
Oh, we'll get on Bovada.
Yeah.
Oh, but the Raiders, I don't see them winning out. I maybe see them beating the Jags because the Jags are horrible.
Yeah, they're trash.
But back to Josh Jacobs. At Bama, his junior year, he was splitting carries with Najee Harris.
Yep.
He's never been an actual workhorse, like third down back, like all 3 downs until he got to Oakland. So now he's getting this wear and tear. Shut him down. They got nothing to play for.
Yeah.
And the backup came in, did all right. I forgot his name.
Who cares? Dude, let's talk about teams that are relevant.
Yeah, you're right. All right, so let's talk about Tampa.
Let's talk about playoff teams, bro. I'm telling you. So playoff, it's pretty much set.
Yeah.
It's like 1 or 2 teams could pretty much switch, but it's pretty much set.
I think so, too.
Coming out the AFC, dude, I'm telling you, I think Tennessee takes it from Pittsburgh, though, that last wild card spot.
Or could they creep up and get that division?
Either or, I think Tennessee is going to be in it. I think they make it out the wild card round. So it's going to be Baltimore and Patriots.
Yeah.
Who Patriots got robbed. They should have beat the Chiefs. I don't care what anybody says.
The Patriots are the
second seed right now.
Right.
They should have beat the Chiefs, but people are going to have to go through Gillette. And
yeah.
I'm still taking New England to win the AFC. I don't care about the regular season. I don't care that Brady has no weapons. I don't care that he has no O-line.
That's what I'm saying. Belichick, everybody's, the Ravens already beat them once. Okay, but they didn't have no film. It's been a while since they had to play that RPO. That's what I'm saying. The 49ers in that Super Bowl run with Kaepernick and that RPO, people haven't seen that. It's new. So this new Lamar Jackson is the same RPO,
he's coming off a quad injury. And if he has to play in the cold, Baltimore's not a dome, though, is it? No. Oh, if they're playing in January, anywhere in January, February, I'm taking New England.
Yeah.
I'm taking New England to win.
Well, that's
division.
The thing. Belichick's got that film. He's going to come up with a game plan. They still have a top 5 defense.
Yeah.
The number 1 in turnover ratio. I don't see the Patriots, losing.
So New England's going to have to play either. It's going to be Houston, Tennessee, or Buffalo. in the division game. I think they beat either of the three teams, to be honest with you.
I think that the only team that'll give them trouble is the Ravens. I feel like they'll beat the Chiefs again.
Yeah, I think so,
they should have
beat the Chiefs.
They shut them out in the second half.
Yeah.
And they should have won. But
and the Chiefs would have to play, because the Chiefs will be they'll be the third seed.
Yeah. The Chiefs. Right now, we got the Chiefs and Steelers.
See, that's
the
thing.
Bills and
I think
Texans.
If the Titans sneak in, let's say the Titans don't win the division, they get the wild card. I think Tennessee could knock out KC, to be honest with you.
Tennessee could not. Yeah, I
it's
going
to be interesting. It's going to be a good little playoffs this year.
Yeah,
watch every game.
I mean, Tennessee and the Texans are tied 8-5.
Yeah, and they play this week. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
except Texans coming off a trash ass loss, and Tennessee's coming off
the Texans got dubbed by Drew Lock. Drew Lock carved them boys up.
It was 38-3 first half, 31-3, something like that, bro. Mm-hmm.
And then we got the NFC playoff picture. We got number one is the 49ers. The Packers are the second seed at 10-3. And then we got the
Saints, right?
Saints, Cowboys. The Cowboys. I feel so bad for saying that. They're my Super Bowl sleeper.
Hey, can we ban that name off the show?
Cowboys?
We can't say it no more.
All right, we can just talk about the NFC first place team.
NFC, I don't even know what to call that division. Listen, it doesn't exist.
So right now we got the Seahawks at the fifth seed. They would play the fourth seed, whoever that may be.
That's a win.
They got a bye.
Yeah.
So there will be three teams in the NFC with a bye. And then in the hunt, we have the Rams, the Bears, and the Eagles. And the Eagles are only in the hunt because they got somebody in front of them.
They could win some division, whatever that
means. Yeah, but I feel like they'll get in.
So Vikings or Rams would have to play the Saints. I think both of those teams lose to the Saints.
Yeah, the Saints are good this
year. So then the Saints would have to go on and they would play the Packers in Lambeau. I think the Saints win.
In Lambeau? Yeah,
I
guess. In Lambeau,
I still think they win.
Yeah.
Niners would play the Rams. I think the Niners win. Niners Saints again, rematch, except this time it would be in San Francisco.
Yeah, I love the 49ers. I can see the Patriots 49ers Super Bowl.
Yeah, but dude, it's
Garoppolo, the understudy.
It's hard to beat the same team twice. I think Saints would actually win.
See, that's the thing. No, it's not. No, it's not. You already beat them once.
Bro, I'm telling you, we have to keep up. You're not beating any team. That's Drew Brees you're going against.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo is going to keep up with Drew Brees in two games.
I guess we'll just have to see.
We will.
The only thing that I can say that the Saints they have a significant advantage is coaching.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But I would love to see Brady Brees in the Super Bowl.
I would love to see that because we've been waiting on it for years.
Oh, I'm telling you.
And Garoppolo against his mentor, Tom Brady. That is some Anakin versus Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's some Star Wars shit.
That would be dope.
That would be crazy. I think the Patriots would. I don't know, man. Everybody's counting out the Patriots. This happens every year. The Patriots get beat, and everybody's like, oh, yeah.
Usually it's the beginning of the season, though. Usually it's the first like 3-4 games or 2-2, and everybody's like, oh, we did not see them being 500. This is the first time that I remember it being this late in the season, so we'll see.
Yeah, I mean.
I hope you're right.
Oh, me too. I love Tom Brady.
Yeah.
If I was in a Bucs fan, yeah, I'd be a Patriots fan. But, I ride for my city.
Well, let's do this. The path to get there. So, last week, I won the pick'ems because, you suck at doing this shit. So, you're going to have to do the challenge, which we're going to post up a little bit later on Instagram. But this week's pick'ems, Raiders and the Jags.
Oh, we're doing the pick'ems right now?
Raiders and the Jags. I'm taking the Raiders.
Damn, you always go out of order. Go in the way.
All right, Thursday night. Jets, Ravens.
Okay,
everybody
thank
knows
you.
Ravens.
Yes. All right, so we got the Ravens.
Which,
easy.
By the way, I'm going to say this right now. The spread right now is plus 16. It's Wednesday night. Spread is plus 16.
Oh, we'll go over the pick'ems. Save that.
Okay, because I'm going to make y'all some money.
Oh, yeah. We would have won them some money.
Oh, you're still here? All right, so Raiders, Jags. I'm taking the Raiders. They got to bounce back.
Yeah, the Jags are trash.
Yeah, Jets,
Wait,
Ravens, Ravens.
You're going all out. Where the hell are you, man? All right, Jets and Ravens.
Ravens.
Ravens, easy.
You go. You do the order.
Okay. Bears, Packers.
I'm taking the Bears with the upset.
Trubisky. I'm taking the Bears with the upset. And then we can see the stupid memes. And I'm going to call out everybody who is doubting him because Trubisky is the future of Chicago. All right. Boom. Bears, Ravens. And then we got Seattle and the Panthers.
I'm taking Seattle.
Easy.
Yeah, they can't lose 2 weeks in a row.
They can't. Pats and Bengals.
You already know I'm taking the Bengals.
Oh, yeah, because the Patriots got that exclusive film. The Patriots got exclusive film.
they were not cheating. Let's be real. They were not cheating. It's the Bengals. It's the damn Bengals.
Who knows, man? Who knows?
But I got the Patriots, of course.
Duh. Chiefs, Broncos.
Dude, I don't know. Drew Lock. I think
To see. Was that like a?
It was a one time.
Was it a one time thing, or can he keep it up? Because the Chiefs, their defense has been getting better.
That rookie they got to safety one, Thornhill.
Yeah,
he's balling too.
Yeah, their defense has stepped it up.
Dude, all I know is that if you want to win a Super Bowl, you have to play good in December.
Yeah,
and right now the Chiefs coming off a big win in Gillette.
Yeah, in Gillette,
I think
too.
They keep the momentum going.
I took the Chiefs too.
Yeah.
Okay. Dolphins, Giants.
Dolphins all day,
bro. We got the same picks. I took the
Might
Dolphins
have to
too.
Make a parlay this week
just because them boys. I don't know. They've
because
been
the Giants
people.
Playing that one division. You know that division?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about? No.
XFL.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's the XFL teams.
Pretty much.
Okay, so then we got the Eagles and Redskins. I haven't bet against the Redskins in 2 weeks just because Dwayne
skins.
Haskins. No. I'm going with the Eagles. This will be the first
time
I'm going against.
I'm taking the Redskins.
Damn, man. I mean, I love Dwayne Haskins. And that
bro, the Eagles are playing
Eagles
with
secondary.
To be honest, me, you, Bradley, and Kev could go out there and be the Eagles receiving core this week.
I could be any receiving core. I'm a beast. I had a pro tryout.
Bro, I need a new partner for this damn podcast. I don't know what you be talking about. But, dude, they're playing with Josh McCown almost went out there. He's 40 years old. You telling me I can't run faster than Josh McCown? You can. You're right. You can.
I can.
So
I'll be a damn better receiver
we'll
than
be
Josh
out there,
McCown.
We'll be out there balling for him. There's no way.
Them boys better go sign D-Lo.
I don't think they win this week at all. Them boys have no motivation to play.
The Eagles?
Yeah. And the Giants, y'all, okay, we're going off track here, but how the hell do y'all let Zach Ertz score in overtime when he's the only threat that the Eagles have? I would have quadruple-teamed him. I would have had D-linemen on him. Like,
yeah. Prevent defense.
What kind of coaching?
Well, anyways, triple team him.
Yeah.
All right, and then now we got the so I'm going with the Eagles. We got the Bucks and Lions.
Mike Evans out for the season.
Yeah.
Hamstring.
So it's James or Chris Godwin.
I'm still taking the Bucks.
Me too. Chris Godwin has to, you know, everybody's saying, oh, he could be a number one. Well, we're about
well,
to find
see.
Out. Yeah, we'll check. But I'm never gonna bet against the Bucks. Plus, they were another 3-point favorite, and it's the Lions without
okay.
Stafford. So, yeah, Bucks. Now we got the Texans and Titans.
Titans.
I originally had the Texans,
day.
But after this episode.
Oh, don't switch up. Don't be
I
like
am
ESPN.
Switching up.
Don't switch up, son.
Okay, but I didn't announce it yet. So, according to them, I'm scribbling out some other stuff. But, yeah, I'm going
you
with the Titans.
You got Tennessee?
Yeah.
Me too.
Dang,
Derrick Henry's
so
going to. Derrick Henry. Hey, you want a bold prediction for the week?
Give us your bold prediction.
Hey, caption this going on IG. Bold prediction of the week. Derrick Henry runs for 296 yards this week. He breaks the rushing record for a single game versus Houston this week.
We are going to lose all credibility.
They're
going to
ground
one.
And pound it. Derrick Henry. And if this shit happens, don't be surprised. You heard it here first. Derrick Henry's going
to
rush
if
for 296.
If it does, then they need to give us a blue check right now
bro,
on
this,
Instagram.
This water's hitting right now. But
All right. So we both took the Titans. Vikings, Chargers.
I got the Vikings.
I got the Vikings. Dang, this, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of a lopsided week.
We're going to have a tiebreaker.
Yeah, it might be if Derrick Henry rushes for
296.
Yeah. Let me see if you really wrote that down.
Oh, that's my bold prediction. Dude, Houston's defense is terrible. They gave up so.
But you
Denver,
think 296 yards?
Denver 30 bombed them in the first half. Derrick Henry had 188 rushing yards like 2 weeks ago. He's had 100 rushing yards in the last four games.
Oh, I think he'll definitely get over 100.
I think
100.
He dominates. I think, well, they're going to have to put eight in the box against them because Tennessee really doesn't have any weapons on the outside like Corey Davis.
Oh, well, A.J.
Brown's
been Brown. He's been balling.
But I'm going to make them beat me. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to have them beat me, and I'm
Before
putting eight
Derrick.
In the box, and I'm stopping Derrick Henry.
You're right.
But I still think that man's going to. Dude, I don't know. I have a feeling.
All right. Well,
even if he doesn't, I think he might hit 200 rushing yards this week.
All right.
If they feed him, they got to feed him.
All right. Moving on, we have the Browns and Cardinals.
I'm taking the Browns.
Me too. I'm taking the Browns. I think Baker Mayfield will silence the haters and he'll keep it light. It'll be 200 yards, but he'll have two touchdowns. Maybe Odell Beckham will score.
I hope.
Yeah, we'll see. Now we got Oakland and the Jags. I got the Raiders.
Said I'm taking
yeah.
Raiders. Yeah,
yeah, we went out of order with that one, but yeah, the Raiders. Please do not play Josh Jacobs. Please, you got a future running back. You have a future star in the making. Please don't ruin his career in the first season. 49ers, Atlanta.
Come on, don't even ask. Next.
All right, we have the Rams, and they're on a bye.
That one team, yeah.
The Rams are on a bye.
Late bye. They had two byes this year.
That's crazy. The first team in NFL history with two byes. All right, so now we have the Bills and Pittsburgh. We both got the same thing.
Yeah, I got Buffalo.
Buffalo, I think it's the first time they'll win in 19, 20 years, I saw. And then the Saints and Colts.
I'm taking the Saints. They got to bounce back after last week.
All right, well.
So what's your lock for the week?
My lock for the week? All right, if I'm not being a biased Bucks fan, I'm going to have to. Oh, let's see. What looks good on here? Well, I don't want to pick something too easy and. All right,
no,
my
lock. It's a lock.
All right,
it could be easy. It's a lock.
Oh, well, obviously the 49ers are going to beat the Falcons, and obviously the Rams are going to win on their bye week. But no, my lock, I'm going to go out and say Trubisky goes out and drops 200.
See, that's a surprise. That's a good surprise of the week.
I like the Bears. And not only that, when we get to our picks, I like the Bears too.
You like the Bears?
Our Bovado picks. I like the Bears.
4.5, right?
Yeah, plus 4.5.
We'll talk about that in a second. But I got the Ravens beating the Jets. That's my lock of the week. Thursday night football, they're coming off a short week.
Yeah.
Jets, they're coming off. They just beat Miami by 1 point. I think Ravens have to, you know, prove a little something here before they get on this little playoff run, try and see if they could bench.
Wait, so your lock is the Ravens?
Yeah, I got the Ravens for my lock. Yeah, yeah, 49ers easy.
I can see it. All right, so let's jump over here on with our picks of the week. So this is the part of the podcast where we try to win y'all some money. Last week, both my picks made it. I took the Bucks -3. They won by 3. The Bucks were favored by 3. They won by 3. And I took the Redskins +13.5. They won. Yeah. They lost by 11.
Look, a lot of y'all saw me post on Twitter. Y'all saw me post a picture.
Yeah, Kevin, let them know how to make some money right here.
I'm not going to lie to y'all. Two times in the last week, I turned $50. One time into $1,000, one time into $1,600. That's 25.
That's a humble flex. Humble flex alert.
$2,500 profit off $50. And I'm going to show you guys how I'm really doing it. But with the NFL games, I'm telling y'all, live betting is the move. Y'all got to live bet. So first off, I always make a parlay, right?
I make the dollar parlay.
Dude, I do a dollar parlay, but I do a realistic parlay. And then I do a parlay that's like, hey, it's probably going to hit 1 in a million. So my 1 in a million, I do a 10-team parlay. I'll pick like a bunch of games I feel confident on, whoever. I'll bet a dollar on it, but the payout's like $15,000 because the chances of it happening are slim to none. I've gotten close.
Yeah.
I've gotten like 7 out of 9, mm-hmm. 8 out of 9. Haven't hit it yet. But then I do a realistic parlay. The realistic parlay, I'll pick usually 3 teams. So I like to pick underdogs. For example, Buffalo, they're 2-point underdogs to Pittsburgh this week. I'm going to go ahead and take Buffalo because I actually feel like you're going to win straight up. So I'll take it straight up. I'm going to take the Jets 16-point underdogs versus the Ravens. I'm going to take that spread. So the Jets spread. And then my other pick this week is actually I got the Bucks beating the Lions. Mm-hmm. So I'll do a 3-team parlay.
Are you taking them straight up?
The Bucks-Lions?
Yeah.
Straight up.
Okay.
So on a 3-team parlay, I'll bet 20, 25, 30 bucks, something like that. It'll usually pay out like 170, 200.
Yeah.
You know, something slight, something light. Then the live bets, that's how you really make money. All right, the other stuff I just do for fun, to be honest with you, just because I want to see if I'll hit them. The live bets. So Thanksgiving week, Buffalo, Dallas went down the field, they scored first, and I know we're not supposed to say their name, but I love the Cowboys for one reason. they're guaranteed to lose. So this is how you make money. So they go down the field, they score, they go up 7-0 on Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
For some reason, don't know why, the betting lines love Dallas. So they already had them at 3-point favorites.
Uh-huh.
When they scored, they went to 9-point favorites.
Yeah.
Ooh. I bet on Buffalo to come back and win straight up. So it was like +350 or something like that. Something ridiculous.
Mm.
You go all in. So I had like $300 in the account. You go all in, that 300, quick win, you win 950 or something like that. So you just won 650 mm-hmm. off of Buffalo. That's how you make money. You got to wait for the game to start. Let the team score first. The favorite score first.
Yeah.
And then the other team comes back. For example, Dallas, yet again, they open up the game for Chicago. They drive down. They drive all the way down the field. They score on the first drive. They look amazing. They give up 24 and answer.
And they're trash.
Bro, as soon as they score, I go online. I'll put the bet on Chicago to come back and win the game. I'll put like $200-$300 on it, and it pays out like $500-$700, whatever the point spread is. Wait for the live bets. Now on the live bets, I know I love the NFL. I know we talk about the NFL. The way you really make money.
Are you about to say
Bro, I'm telling you, you got to bet on overseas shit, especially soccer.
Okay, but what about some people that don't know one single Euro team?
I can't name one Euro team. I can't name one team from China.
Well,
Kevin,
spread the knowledge. We're trying to get rich quick, man.
I've thrown money on teams from Dubai, fucking Pluto, like all these damn places. Bro, I'm telling you, the way you make money, so I'll wait. Don't do it before the game. Live bet. Wait for it to be the fourth quarter, right? It'll be like, I don't know, like women's basketball, China, Xing Shang Chong versus like...
Cut that out, bro. Hey, we cutting that out, bro. That was racist.
Bro, I'm telling you, it'll be this no-name team, like these two no-name teams playing against each other. And it'll be fourth quarter. There's like 5 minutes left. I swear, 5 minutes left. And it'll be like plus 15. And one of the teams is down like 8 points or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just throw $100 on the team, like... Pray to God they don't suck, that they lose by 15. Like, they just can't give up. They basically got to get outscored by 6 in the last 5 minutes, mm-hmm. by 7 in the last 5 minutes. And I'll throw $50 on it. Boom, quick, come up like that. And the thing is, because of the time difference, if I wake up and it's 6 a.m., I go bet on a game from China. And then at 10, I'll bet on a game from Europe. And then at 1, I'll bet on a game. Bro, you can always go on there and bet. It's crazy. So I'll send you guys my link if you want to go on there. I'm telling you, hockey too, there will be like third period, 8 minutes left. It's 2-1, and the over-under will be like 4.5. So that means they got to score 2 goals. They've scored 3 goals all game. So in 50 minutes, they scored 3 goals. Now they got to score 2 goals in 8 minutes. I'm like, let's be right now. So I'll go throw some money on there. Hey, 4.5.
This Sports Manner podcast, we're trying to get y'all paid.
That's the move. Bro, I'm telling you, it don't matter what the team is. It don't matter what they're called, what they look like, women, men, black, white, tall, short. It don't matter. Just go gamble on the spreads. I'm telling you, that's how you do it. And then I'll make parlays, too, for overseas.
Mm.
So I'll do, like, a 4-team parlay on the soccer games.
Yeah.
Because they'll have like Brazil versus Lebanese or something.
Whatever.
And the damn score, it'll be like 3-3. And it's literally the 90th minute, and they're about to go to, there's no overtime or whatever. And it'll say, hey, if they draw, it's plus 200. Bro, I literally click until they place the bet, because they're smart about it. They're not going to let you place the bet, of course, because they don't want you to win that money. But if you're fast about it, like 88th minute, and they're going to bet, you pretty much could take a bet. Is somebody going to score in 2 minutes, or is it going to be a draw?
Yeah.
So I'll take the draw every time. Like, what are the odds somebody's going to score in the last 2, 3, 4 minutes of the game? So, boom, I'll put $100 on the draw. It's like plus 200. So I win 2, walk out with 3. I'll take that 3.
Go put throw it on a game. Parlay.
Go throw it on a parlay. Go
Bag
throw it on this.
Season.
Go throw it on that.
Hey, we're trying to help y'all out here.
I'm telling you, that's the damn move.
Man, if I had some money, man, I'd do it too.
Well, this is the thing about Bovada, though, just so you guys know. So they charge you $100 every time you take your money out, which sucks. And then you have to have $1,500 before you can withdraw. So I'm trying to get like other ways to do this, other apps, other websites that I'm going to let you guys know about. But Bovada's the one I use now just because it's the most convenient. It's
I like
legal.
It too. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, dude, it's a steal. Sometimes I go on there and I'm like, this is a steal.
Yeah. See, I'm an idiot with my money, so I haven't had any money to play with. Yeah.
Bro, tonight I lost the parlay, actually. I bet on...
Can you pronounce these teams?
Yeah. Oh, no. See, not even that. I actually bet on the NBA for the first time. I never bet on NBA.
Okay.
But I bet on the Clippers.
Yeah.
It was the Jazz who dominated.
Mm-hmm.
The Lakers. And then I messed up and I took the Hawks. They got killed by Chicago. They got destroyed.
Dang, I wouldn't have thought that.
But that's the thing. A $5 bet, the payout was 173.
Mm.
And I got 3 out of 4 right. NBA is not that hard to predict. Like, you know, dude, Lakers and the Bucks, they're both on like, what, a 10, 11, 12 game win streak, something like that.
I don't know what I'm saying?
So I know they're good to win. Then you pick like 2, 3 other teams. Maybe you bet $5. You win like one something. I'll take that bet every time. You have to lose the bet like 40 times before... You know what I'm saying? Before it adds up to you losing all that money. So it's, might as well take it.
Yeah. Dang. So
that's that knowledge.
That was a lot. So you might want to replay that, get all that knowledge. That was a lot of knowledge. But all right. So we covered NFL. We covered gambling. College football playoff rankings finalized. Top 4. I think this is the first time in 6 years, whatever it is, that we can all agree on it, right?
They got it right.
Yeah, I think so.
The
order two, LSU being the one.
Yeah, and LSU is going to blow out Oklahoma.
Yeah. LSU blows out Oklahoma. Their defense is sorry. They play in the Big 12, which is a shootout every week because there's no defense.
They almost Joe lost Burrow, to Baylor again.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I don't think Baylor's good. It's whatever. You kind of figured that the top three compared to the rest of the field is very, very far ahead.
Yeah. Well, I just think, dude, I'm telling you, when I watched the LSU video they dropped of Joe Burrow and Tyron Matthew narrated.
Yeah, that was kind of dope.
I got
some
goosebumps. I got
goosebumps.
Bro, I think it's their year. Like,
wait, so you got LSU winning it all?
I got LSU winning it all.
Even
if they're not the better team, I think they're the better team. Joe Burrow's for Heisman for sure. He's done for 4,700 yards.
Yeah, but damn, I don't know.
Bro, you know Ohio State's actually the underdog by 2 points.
I know, I saw
That's crazy.
It's crazy because they were doubting Clemson the whole year, and then they want to put that out.
Y'all want to make money, go bet on Ohio State.
Damn, you think Ohio State wins?
Versus Clemson?
Yeah.
You don't?
No.
Whoa.
Yeah, Ohio State was my team the whole year.
I got Ohio State beating
Clemson. I'm switching up.
Why?
Just because Clemson, their performance was dominant. I know they played
Virginia. Yeah.
And they're not, like, the best. Like, they didn't play no Wisconsin.
I bet you Florida destroys Virginia in the bowl game.
Okay, let's get this. All right, before we go anymore.
Not that it matters.
All right, look, I'm going to say this one time.
I got him started.
If your team's bowl game is not one of the top four playoffs, it does not matter. Your bowl game does not matter. I don't care if it's the Cotton Bowl. I don't care if it's the St. Pete Bowl in Tropicana. I don't care if it's any bowl in the Citrus Bowl up the street. And I don't care if it's in the Sun Bowl in Arizona. It does not matter. Because I hate every year, oh, well, look how they matched up in a bowl game. The SEC teams won way more. Because who cares? It's a bowl game. The boys are out there at practice probably playing kickball. I swear, if I was playing in the Sun Bowl or the Birmingham Bowl and our coach had us out there doing full practice, I'd be like, yo, sir, stop.
Bro, you remember, all right, no names going out there.
Yeah.
I had this guy, he played D1 for this school that we know. And he was like, yeah, we were in the bowl game.
Was it a Big 12 school?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And he was like, yeah, so we had the bowl game and we're at the last practice. And we're all just like, you know, we just went partying the night before and shit. So we're all hammered. Like, it was a morning practice. We're all like walking around. Nobody's doing the fucking drills right, whatever. So after walkthroughs, bro, we haven't even started individuals yet. And coach is like, hey, bring it up. And we're like, oh, fuck, we're fucked. Like, we're about to run. Like, we're screwed.
Yeah.
And he's just like, hey. You know, some teams, they come out to bowl games and they play to fucking win the game. Other teams, they go out there because they just want to party and drink. Well, we came here to do both. Bring it in. And he broke it down. They ended practice. And then they played a bowl game. Yeah.
Bowl games, it's just to sell views. So let's say, I don't know, for example, Florida blows out Virginia. Oh, man, did you see how we blew out Virginia?
Okay.
We beat them more than Clemson, dude. So we should have been the three. No,
stop.
It's a bowl game.
Yeah, stop.
They used to mean something in the 90s.
Well, let's talk about the ones that are relevant then. I can't believe you think Clemson's going to win.
I think they do. I just think it's going to history will repeat itself where Clemson will be slept on. And I don't think they'll blow out Ohio State. I think they'll win, though. I think people have just been sleeping on Trevor Lawrence, even though he was everybody's Heisman candidate.
My boy's going to the LSU game. He's excited for that. Dude, that's going to be a fucking great game.
Wait, so LSU is in the...
They play in Atlanta. Chick-fil-A Peach?
Yeah, that's... No, the Sugar Bowls. No, Atlanta is the Peach...
Yeah, it's the Peach Bowl, yeah, I think. I don't know. He got tickets, but he's going up there. He's going to make the drive. Dude, that's going to be a killer game.
I made that drive before. It's an easy drive.
I'd love to go there.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I'm telling you, it just feels like it's their season, dog. Like
Ohio State?
LSU. Like, not even if the team's better, but just the hype around the team. Like, everybody... Dude, they had so many primetime games this year. They beat Texas, beat Florida... Beat Georgia.
Yeah. Like Florida, Georgia are big wins.
But they beat Texas beginning of the year when they were highly ranked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, but then that's when we find out who's a pretender and who's a contender.
Yeah, you're right.
Texas, we're back. You remember Sam Ellinger?
Not for long.
Nah. Yeah, so Sam Ellinger, whatever, sit down, go declare for the draft.
Why are we talking about Texas? They don't matter.
Exactly.
LSU.
But what does matter is the future of these 19-year-old, 20-year-old kids that are projected to go first round, even second round, that are going to waste their time in these bowl games.
Get hurt like
Sit
Tua.
Out. I swear, if I see Jerry Jeudy or Waddle or any other star player, Najee Harris, playing that bowl game, I'm just going to be shocked.
Yeah.
Just because I don't even know. That's the thing, how irrelevant I just feel like these bowl games are now that it's a college football playoff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because who cares who wins the Cotton Bowl, Memphis or Penn State?
Yeah. So before we sign out, who's going to be your national champion? You have to put all your money on it.
Clemson.
Clemson?
Yeah.
I'll take LSU.
I love Dabo Sweeney.
I'll make you a little bet.
All right. Well, that's if they play each other. I guess it don't matter. Because they got to play.
So, if after the first round, we'll make a bet.
All right, yeah.
LSU's going to be in it. I know my team will be
LSU will for sure be in it. It's kind of messed up. They got to buy. They will be the first college football playoff team with a bye.
Yeah. No. Sounds like somebody in the NFL we know.
Nope. Not me. No.
But, all right. So, that's pretty much it for tonight, right?
Shout out our sponsor one more time for...
Oh, yeah. So, one more time. Shout out AZ Jersey Company. Like I said, guys, if you want to go out there and you want to get jerseys like Knicks, they're pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. The nice thing is they're cheap.
Yeah.
You know, if you go online, you try and get one of these jerseys from China, like Knicks done before, they come with the name all messed up.
Oh, yeah. I've bought so many where the logo is huge.
You throw them in the washer
sloppy, and
they don't work.
Yeah.
It's just trash. So these jerseys are actually really cool. They're clean. You can wear them to parties, cookouts, game day, wherever you want to wear them.
Or you could just go to your nearest sports store in the mall and cash out on a jersey for $150.
Yeah.
And I will never buy another jersey from the mall again. Yeah.
And I'm going to put his website up. I'm going to put the link up to his website. I'm going to post pictures on the Instagram account so you guys can go on there and see the pictures. They're nice. He just showed me one of the Josh Jacobs one he just made. It was actually super, super clean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get one myself. We have a couple other sponsors on the way. We'll let you guys know about those coming up soon. If you guys want to answer some of the questions, so one question I do have for the viewers, and I want to post this one on IG too, do you think Joe Burrow is going to be better than Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield? So why don't you guys go ahead and answer that for me. Nick, do you have anything you want to ask them?
Nah.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
So yeah, answer a couple more of our questions. So we'll shout them out. We'll put them on the page. You guys answer. Give us feedback.
Yeah,
what you guys think we should change.
Yeah,
we're still trying to work on a lot of the things that we're doing.
We are listening to the feedback. We had a couple people say, hey, get mic stands. Look at us now.
No dog, no mic stands. Little by little.
Exactly.
Little by little.
Hey, we're on the come up here. We're on the come up. Soon we'll be, in New York shooting this podcast somewhere famous. All right, so also, one more thing. Just make sure you like, comment, subscribe. We love the feedback. We are listening. And just let us know what you think, what you don't like. Get at me on Twitter. I'll debate. I'm always down to debate. I'm not going to bring up names. I told you we wouldn't mention any of the, quarterbacks I like. But get at me. I'm ready to debate. All right, until next time. This is episode 5, episode 6. Come in next week. All right.